systems go. Prepare for countdown. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Blast off to adventure in the amazing year 400 billion.
Obscene, dirty, filthy, immoral.
What are you people? On dope?
Today is Friday, October 22nd, 2001. Oh, it's my fucking birthday, my name.
Happy birthday!
Thank you.
The big 3-0.
30 years old. Fuck my life. Thank you, guys. Thank you for joining us, everyone in the chat, everyone in the house here. I appreciate you guys coming over.
We got a full fucking house tonight.
Full fucking house.
Oh, yeah, my name's Danny, by the way.
Episode number 414. I'm Matt. Danny, who are you?
Ryan.
Ryan, my brother. Chester, Adam, Braden, fuck.
Kitty.
Full house. Kitty and the kitty. So, it is my birthday. I'm 38
years old, dude. 30 you
fucking
old
years
motherfucker.
Old. Oh, my God.
You most looking bastard.
I know. I'm getting there. If I shave, I still get carded. Like,
yeah,
I'm 17.
Yeah.
It's all right, though.
You look pretty baby-faced when you
so,
shave.
Along with me... I'm not the only birthday today. I did a quick little Google. You know who else has a birthday today?
Who?
Carlos Mencia.
Oh.
Oh. Boo.
Boo. You share a birthday with that fucker?
Not my fault.
Oh, my
God. I blame his parents.
Dude.
For copying. See, you're a joke thief. You're a birthday thief. Anything else you'd like to steal? You're not really
he's
Mexican.
He's older than you.
Fuck. Man.
His citizenship.
His city. That's not yours, Carlos. Give it back.
Oh,
no,
God.
No. That's on this computer. Thank you.
Who else has a birthday today?
Brian Boitano.
Brian Boitano.
Would Brian? The only reason I know who that is from South Park and that song. What would Brian Boitano do if he were here right now? He'd probably kick an ass or two. That's what Brian Boitano would do.
Oh, my God. Dude.
All right. Christopher Lloyd.
Christopher Lloyd. Okay.
Back to the Future fame.
Yeah, badass.
Badass. All
okay,
right.
Okay, that makes up for the Carlos Mencia.
Shaggy. Mr. Boombastic. Semi-fantastic. Right.
Yeah.
Shaggy. He is
nice.
Sharing a birthday with me today.
How old is he today?
No idea. 18.
Excellent work on your research.
18. Thank you. And Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
Jurassic Park fame.
Oh, wow, dude. Wow.
Irony there. My ex had a crush on him.
Really?
Yeah.
What is attractive about Jeff Goldblum?
That's my question, too. And I'm also curious about what's attractive about the tool she left me for.
So. Oh, man. We're going to talk about that. And the last person, this is one I'm actually very proud to share a birthday with, Dr. Timothy Leary.
Oh.
The godfather of LSD.
Nice.
So.
That's pretty fucking cool.
Well,
dude had like a warehouse of LSD shit, didn't he? Like way back in the day.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah.
Thank you, everyone who flooded my Facebook page with
I
happy birthday wishes. I believe almost all of my 500 and something friends,
all except for your fiance.
Left me. Well, that's fine. And as far as Facebook is concerned, we're no longer engaged.
Oh,
it was causing too much drama. Too much.
Why is it causing drama?
I don't know.
You got bitches on the internet getting jealous? What's
ask
up?
Ask these other girls, huh? You know? What do I do?
You'd be like, hey, yeah, I'm engaged to this chick.
No.
Eat a dick.
I try, and they're like...
Go find your
you
own.
You said you're engaged to me. I'm like, I know that was on MySpace, though. This one's Facebook. I'll save you for Twitter. Don't worry about
you
it.
You never fucking... No. You never approved the fucking...
I did.
Send-
I
oh,
did.
Did you?
Thank you. Yeah.
Did you actually approve
I got
it?
A lot of shit for that. And I'm really looking forward to when
did
we
you
break
take it
up
off?
And the Facebook status update goes from being in a relationship to being single again. Because that's always
does
fun.
Does it say we're engaged, or did you take that off?
Yes, it does.
Oh, okay.
until 2012, and then we'll see what happens.
Everything's just going to blow up. So
all right,
cool.
So since I have lived 30 years on this fucking godforsaken rock floating around through space, I've gathered some statistics from my life. Now, I've finally been around.
I'm intrigued.
I've been around the planet long enough to have some real meaningful stats.
Oh,
here.
Yeah?
So 30 years... Okay.
Okay.
I have produced 2 rap albums.
Okay.
Thousands of lines of poetry. In my 30 years, I've had 1 surgery ever.
On your penis.
On my dick. Thank you very much. 0 broken bones. Drink
it's
your milk,
kids. Because
you
don't fight because you're fake.
God, you are such a fucking skunt.
Skunt?
A skunt.
No, he just runs...
Fuck.
No, it's okay. Some boys don't fight.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
It's all right.
No, he's a runner, not a fighter.
I'm a runner. I've never had to.
I've heard of a fight that you were in.
When?
You cried.
I was actually not supposed to tell you that somebody told me about it.
Oh, please.
You got jumped when you were like 14 walking to your friend's house.
Really?
Yeah, and he said you curled. You didn't even try to fight back.
Huh. I wish I could remember that.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, he seemed pretty broken up about
who
it at
said
the time.
That? Who
he's
told
like,
you?
So I wouldn't bring it up to him, Matt.
Oh, really?
Yeah, he said that he was walking to his house with you. You and him were walking to his place.
Yeah.
And some other kids came up and just jumped your ass. And I was like, did
really?
He even get to fight back? He's like, no, he just curled.
Huh. I totally don't remember that. When I was 14?
Yeah.
Wow.
I was like, how old were you guys? He was like, probably like 14.
What was Matt doing at the time when I was getting jumped?
Probably being 14
running?
And being scared.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, thanks, Matt. I guess if I had 3 balls, too, I wouldn't want to
right?
get in a fight. You know? It's fragile.
Too
down
much there.
There.
You want to mention what Matt gave you for your birthday?
You're going to really find that funny when you have a black eye.
Hey, you know what? It wasn't my fault, dude. That's your friend who was like, hey, tap your fiance in the nuts for me for his birthday.
Oh, okay, I'll do that.
I totally wasn't, and then you were just standing right there, and it was too perfect. And I was like, here, Matt gave this to you for your birthday.
Well,
it was funny. You laughed your ass off while you were cupping your nuts.
I
you
was
were like,
crying.
Oh, my God.
I was fighting back the tears and trying not to cry.
You were right, laughing.
It's his birthday. Let's not bring up...
This is a roast
of getting kicked in the nuts.
This
that
is
was
a
today.
Roast.
But Matthew, you smoke much more weed.
I smoke a lot of weed.
Than I do.
I have that in my stats.
And I drink much more whiskey than you do.
Yes, you do.
Happy birthday, brother.
Oh, birthday present.
Oh, wow.
What is this?
I don't know. Camera one there. Look at that.
Oh, it's a cool looking green bag.
That's awesome.
It probably has
something. And the
in
guest
it.
List had increased. Prior to me packing up the birthday present, but I only have 3 shot glasses, so I'm sorry.
We have a couple more shot glasses. What is
What is
this?
That?
Oh, it's a bottle of fucking Jamie's.
Oh,
fuck yeah.
Oh, God.
I don't drink, but when I do drink, this is
it's
what I drink.
It's just Jameson. That's disgusting.
It's Irish whiskey. That is a cool fucking bag, though.
That is
yeah,
really cool.
Yeah, I was looking for the most appropriate one for you.
Thank you, man.
Good job, sir.
Thank you.
It just looked... I actually thought that the bag would be more of the gift than the bottle.
Right? Like, fuck this.
That
no,
is a cool bag.
That's awesome,
is that
man.
Him?
Thank you.
Let me see that? Or is
yeah.
that... No, the bag, you jackass.
And pass that over there, bitch.
What?
Pass that over there, bitch. Or don't.
He meant to say, honey, will you please pass that around? Is what
no,
he
no,
be a
no.
Sweet
I,
person,
I'm,
please.
I said what I meant. I bitch, please.
You have to practice and take a sip, dude.
Well, here, pour,
Matthew.
Pour
here,
us
thank you.
Some shots.
No, it's your birthday. It's your gift.
All right.
Oh, God. I don't want any of that.
We are doing a show here. This is going to be phenomenal.
When was the last time you drank on the show? I think it was with Brayden for
probably.
Episode 150, I think.
Yeah, I was there.
Yeah, I think, yeah.
Adam also there.
Yes.
All right.
That
so,
nobody can hear because he's on the
I know,
couch.
I'm just, okay.
It's all good.
He can say what I'm saying. See how fun that is?
See how
all
that
right.
works.
0 broken bones. Cool. I actually undertook it to myself to try to count up how many sexual partners I've had. How many girlfriends I had.
Yeah, I tried to sit down and figure that out myself.
I actually started making slash marks, and I got to like 63, and I just I couldn't do it. So I'm going to say 30 years on this planet, hundreds of thousands of sexual partners.
Oh, okay.
Between 100 and 1,000.
Okay.
Based off of 63.
Zero STDs. I'm just going to go ahead and put that out there.
All right.
How many people in this room can say they've had zero STDs? Yeah.
Well,
really?
It depends.
Just us three, huh? All right.
Well, I've been a carrier of HPV. That's an STD that doesn't affect me, but I can spread it to women, and it can.
That is absolutely totally true, and I do have high risk HPV, so I can't say no.
Wow, slut!
You've known that. I've had high risk HPV.
Hush your face, just because
I know.
Just because she's promiscuous and enjoys
just
humping
because
does
she
not
loves
make
to
her.
I don't know how many people I've had sex with either. So
that's good.
If that's the only thing I got, that's great.
So zero kids. Huh?
Woo!
Yeah. Huh? Thank you.
That
thank you.
That is amazing.
Zero marriages or divorces.
One engagement.
Yeah. Well, we'll see how that goes. As far as my exploration of this planet that we've that we live on, I've traveled
never left Montana
through 40 states. I've explored hundreds of thousands of miles, driving across three continents. U.S., Canada, Germany, U.K., Switzerland, Holland, France, Italy, all those countries. I've been around. I've been around.
I was in the womb the whole time.
I've had sex with girls in every one of those countries' continents. Thank you.
Jerking off doesn't count as sex.
Oh, really? Well, what the fuck? They told me it. Adam says that's awesome. Thank you, Adam.
Wow.
So I've never been in jail. Zero jail time. Pretty.
I have not been in jail either.
Hey, well, it's not your birthday, so. Shh.
Well, that's pretty awesome because
no, that is
I
awesome.
Actually do fight people
right.
when I get mad
and
so.
Prostitution. So I'm proud of you for not
Whoa.
Going to jail for that.
Whoa,
it's a rough patch.
Anyway,
in more ways than one.
Oh my God, dude!
Parental units. I have Boom. One grandparent, one parent left. So doing pretty good there.
Yeah, for 30, you still have a grandparent. That's
one.
That's pretty awesome.
Not bad, not bad. He thinks so too.
Yeah.
Two podcasts that are kind of that are here. I'm not going to say successful, but they're not failures.
Well, Montana's first podcast,
that's
longest
right.
lasting podcast,
that's
and
right.
most successful podcast.
And
so
only,
you have that under your belt.
And only marijuana podcast.
Yes, that is very true.
The Jam Hole in the Hot Box.
You
Fuck
have
yeah.
the two most successful podcasts in the state of Montana.
I've lost 9 friends to death that
Ouch.
I can count, mostly suicide. I like to think that's not me being such a horrible friend, but other other things in their lives that were not going very well.
All right.
One abortion.
All right.
In 30 years, I'd say
that's
not
job.
Bad. That helps out the other statistic of zero children.
Yes, yes.
2 trips to rehab.
All right.
All right. doing a
volunteered
doing,
though
doing great.
Volunteer that's okay. right no that goes back to the zero jail time
right right never forced
that's right so I that's good right
that is good that
all
is
right
good.
Zero suicide attempts. I'd like to just thank you all for that.
Good job.
You're welcome. I've been online since Windows 3.1. my very
Whoa.
First computer was an IBM Aptiva 535, 540 megs of hard drive space. Adam,
your brother says of Minesweeper Justice.
Fucking A. 8 megs of RAM and a double speed CD drive, 14.4 modem. Fuck yeah. You
wow.
know how much that thing costs?
How much?
$1,500.
Oh my fuck, dude.
What can you get for
It's like $5 now.
I know. My phone.
I'll pay $5 to set it
thing.
On fire.
My phone blows this thing away.
I know, dude. Isn't that awesome?
In my 30 years of life on this planet, I've had over 20 different jobs, none of them for any extended period of time.
Except for this last one.
Except for this last one.
This current
I've
one.
I've had this one the longest.
You've held that one down pretty well.
Doing it. I'm holding it down.
Yeah.
Holding it down.
Proud of you.
Pretty
how,
much.
How long have you been there?
Over almost 3 years
yeah.
now.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, that is
I'm
true.
I'm coming up on my 2-year mark, and
That's
you
right.
were there... what, so maybe 18 months longer than
yeah,
me?
Yeah,
yeah. Yeah,
like
and
that.
I do think that Adam has a good point. It's because they let you be late.
Yes, yes. Let's talk drugs here.
All
I've
right.
been smoking pot for over 15 years.
Now let's go down
no,
the multi-galaxy of uppers, downers, laughs,
no
and screamers.
Ill.
No, it's cool.
Is
you
it
don't
cool?
have to be so formal. You can just call me Ryan.
Jesus. All right.
Again,
15 years of
formalities
of smoking pot, zero adverse side effects as far as cancer or anything like that.
You're probably sterile by now, but that's good.
Hopefully, over 500 hits of LSD in my
oh,
life.
Oh my fuck.
You're meth,
sterile.
Coke, heroin, shrooms, prescription pills. What do you got? I've done it. Still alive. I just want to make that point that in the 30 years I've lived here, I've seen people come and go because of drugs, and I just want to tell you guys, you're doing it wrong.
There's a way to do it and live.
Obviously. I've owned 7 vehicles, wrecked 5 of those. It's a
wow.
Good statistic there.
All in your name or no?
Various aliases here and there.
Okay.
So... So that's my life, 30 years.
Yeah?
I feel like I've accomplished absolutely nothing.
Good job.
Thank you.
I'm proud of you.
Well,
you.
I disagree, Matt. You've come, like you said, two times through rehab.
And, right? I'm not dead.
And
if you add up the rehab plus the suicide attempts divided by the abortion to the power of how many kids I have.
And then divide it by how horrible you are with math.
Right. That equals my life is awesome. I am not homeless. That's true. And if it wasn't for my one remaining parent, I might be homeless.
Yes,
so
that would,
huge
yeah.
props to my mom for fucking my dad and popping me out. And
cheers
my brother.
To all mothers.
That's right. Cheers, mothers.
No,
and,
cheers to all mothers.
And cheers to the motherfuckers.
My mom kind of sucks, right. though.
I'm sorry, Adam.
Yeah, I'm sorry, dude.
Well, cheers to my mom and my son's mom. I love you both.
Oh, and Burger wants to know how many gray hairs? Absolutely none.
But a nice balding spot.
Yeah. I'd rather have it balding up there, though, than look like Adam
Peppered.
Fucking Langer and have a gray tonsure.
Yeah.
And push play.
And push play.
But then again, like I don't Adam know. Lane. I don't know. You're going to look kind of weird if you go completely bald.
Really?
I think. I don't know, because you got a big head.
And you're going to look gorgeous bald.
I'm not going to go bald.
You hope.
It's going to look like a clown.
Balding doesn't run in my family, dude. That's creepy.
But I can't hear
balding,
what he said. What
he said more women go bald than men.
You need
men.
To just yell into this
but
mic if you're going to
balding doesn't run in my family, so it's cool. And gray doesn't run in my family.
You know
well,
what else doesn't
side.
Run in your family?
What?
I was going to be a total smartass.
What were you going to say?
I'm not even going to say it now.
I'm why don't sure you just go ahead and apologize, even though I don't know what you're going to say.
Oh, fuck.
I'm sure it had something to do with his semen.
Something like that. I don't know.
Why don't you ever just say, you know what, I love you.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
I can't.
Why can't you just be nice to me?
I tried right there. You saw me try.
No.
I honestly tried my hardest.
Outside, you're hugging me like, I love
well,
you
yeah,
so
that's
much.
That's outside. This is the internet. You're going to blow up my street cred on the internet if people catch me being all lovey-dovey and nice to you. I can't be a hard-ass motherfucking
you're
rapper.
You're not a hard-ass motherfucking rapper.
Bitch,
you're
please! I'll destroy you.
You're a sensitive little mushy thing.
You cry
are.
When I
I'll wreck
help
that
you load
pussy.
Your truck.
I'll wreck that pussy and I'll wreck that ass just because I got some time to pass, bitch.
Oh my God.
I'll battle you right now. I'm faded. I will
just
fucking...
Just hang your head in shame.
You're
just...
a rapper and poetic.
That's right.
I'm metal and hardcore.
I'm a little bit country.
Oh my God.
I'm a little bit rock and roll. So, Ryan...
Yes.
How are you doing, my friend? How's life, Ryan?
Last couple days have been beautiful, actually.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. Let's.
I got to see him at work today.
Let's start at the beginning. I've been dying to get you over here to tell this story.
Yeah, ever since I heard that voicemail he left you.
Well, no, not even just that. Just
well,
the irony.
Well, that's what I heard from
okay.
him.
Well, let's start with Dana. Danny, sorry.
Well, I heard that voicemail you left Matt during one of our shows. I think it was the Monday night show. And
I believe you're correct.
It was a message, and it was like, hey, do you need a co-host tonight? something about I feel like killing people and shit just sucks or whatever, and I want to talk about crap. And I was like, man, I'm like, dude must be, you know, down in the dumps or something, or wants to get something off of his chest. And Matt's like, yeah, I hope he didn't kill anybody and whatever. And I didn't hear anything about it since then, except for the fact that we were going to have you on the show tonight. And then I saw you at work today because you came, because you're our salt guy. So you came in and...
I'm a delivery driver, and I deliver to the place. I work with Matt, and I deliver salt to the place where
Danny works. Fat girls, so people have been calling it.
but do not confuse the place of where she works for her.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, though. I've had everyone that goes in there that calls it Fat Girls look at me, and they're like, you know, I'm so glad that you're not a fat girl. They're like, you can't be a part of that statistic. One, you're not fat. Two, you don't work in the front.
Three, you're not really a girl. Check. Ding. Let's go. Moving on. So,
boomstick. Does that make you gay?
No.
All right,
it just
makes
me awesome.
Well,
check this out. Background. Last our listeners heard of you, we called up your girlfriend at the time, her ex, because he was being kind of a shithead. We left him some messages. We actually got a hold of him and talked to him, got an apology out of him.
Mm-hmm. Which was cool.
And that's the last of it. So, after that, you guys had some issues arise in the relationship. You guys were engaged.
Yes.
So what happened? When did it all come crumbling down?
Well, I asked her to marry me.
And she said yes.
Yes.
You guys were engaged. You guys were living together?
Yes.
Okay.
We were living together. We just moved into a house, and I loved her blindly.
I remember helping you
everything.
Move furniture into that house.
Just out of curiosity, how long were you guys together before you proposed to her?
Just over a year.
Oh, okay. That's cool.
So I mean, I can admit that's extremely early, but...
Well, you know, it just depends on how your relationship is and how you two are together and stuff like that. Like,
so,
whatever. All depends.
So, anyway, we move into this house just this past February, and... excuse me. Mm. And come end of May, she starts cheating on me. I don't find I don't find this out until July when she leaves me.
Was she cheating on you with somebody close to you? Or anyone that you knew?
I knew him, but he wasn't a buddy.
Now, and none of us knew. None of us saw this coming. None of us...
She held this... kept this going on for how long?
6 weeks.
6 weeks.
Dude, that's
this is while
fucked.
You're living together, while everything is
planning
supposed,
a wedding.
Planning a wedding.
Raising children and, my son, her twin boys, raising as a family together, trying to, you know, build the American dream. And everything.
And honestly,
action,
you were happy with her. Like,
oh,
when
I was head over heels
up,
in love with this woman.
Yeah,
and,
you guys were really.
Every action I took was on behalf of this family. I mean,
yeah.
I gave 110% of my heart and soul into this woman. And then...
She just fucking stomped on your shit, dude.
Yep. And so now I know not to give woman that power again. So, I'm sorry, ladies, but...
Hey, I've been cheated on.
That one fucking rotten apple ruined it for all of you.
It'll do that, right?
I hate all of you now.
It's hard to bounce back from, dude.
So, hey, guys, he's available.
It's hard to bounce back from, dude. I walked in on my man cheating on me on my brand new futon.
It's trust. And me and Ryan talked about this a few times before. If you can't trust somebody, forget it. There's no point to associate with that person at all.
Exactly.
If you can't trust somebody, what's the point?
That's true. And
don't turn into my dad, though. Women are good.
Into the mic.
No one can hear you.
Awesome.
But anyway.
Just pour that all over the keyboard.
Brayden's breaker.
But yes, Dana, to answer Brayden your just question, leading up to the message I left on Matt's phone on Monday.
Just do it. Here.
Okay.
Before these spill everywhere.
Launch it.
Drink it. Yay. Gross.
Oh, that was wonderful. That was super tasty.
But yeah, dude, that sucks when people cheat on each other. And I think the reason why me and Matt are okay is because of this show.
You're
that is a therapy all in itself, and we're still totally attracted to each other, so I don't feel the need to fuck anybody else, so.
That's right, I'm getting pleased.
Yes, we both are.
That's right.
Which is lovely.
But ladies, as soon as that stops, 406-848 wants sex.
Could you not? I hate you when you do that.
I'm just playing.
That's so fucking annoying. Would you do that to your girlfriend?
No.
Do what?
No, I would not.
Thank you.
But Danny, leading up to Monday night.
Okay.
Excuse me.
Well, now let's stay in order. Where the first time she cheated on you, how did you find out?
Did she actually, like...
No. I had to pry all of these answers out of her.
That's the worst.
Yeah.
You didn't catch her or anything like that.
No, they need to be an adult and fucking sit you down and be like, look, I don't feel attracted to you anymore. This is my problem. I'm cheating on you. Take it or leave it. That's what needs to fucking happen.
Right, but that's what I'm saying. That didn't happen. He didn't catch her.
If I feel like it, I'm going to come to him and be like, look, I want to fuck this other guy, and that's what's going to happen.
So what happened was one day I come home from work, and I just dug a fire pit in my backyard, and I had just purchased a shit ton of wood, and it was being delivered into my backyard.
Okay.
And so I got off work, you know, an hour early so I could unload it, and she gets home while I'm unloading it, and I walk into the house, and I was like, and she was gone for 12 hours the night before.
Yeah.
She was gone. And so when she got home, we got into a fight. And so I was like, so where were you last night? You never told me. She's like, well, I was out reflecting, and I've decided that I don't want to be in a relationship and that I need to find myself. And
really?
Yeah.
I don't want to be in a relationship at all.
Exactly.
Just interesting,
exactly.
Because
and so hold on just a minute, please, okay. Matt. she went on, and I loved her so blindly, and I trusted her so blindly that I had no room for. I mean, I couldn't not fathom her cheating on me.
Right.
And now with hindsight being 20/20, I'm just like, oh.
Yeah. See. I can't see that either.
I see exactly how this went down. And everything plays out in my head. And
Makes you sick, don't it?
To answer Matt's question, the first time she cheated on me, she left me in July. The first time she cheated on me was in May. And you just posted some shit on her page, didn't you, you fucking asshole?
I don't know what he did, actually.
He probably just recorded that whole thing. I don't even care, though. But anyway.
He's peeing right now.
But,
and now I don't know what he's doing anymore. But
so she cheated on me at my buddy's birthday. It was like this big barbecue, bonfire, big fucking
big get-together
party.
Get-together thing.
Like, we brought her boy is my boy sleepover after I pass out because it's my weekend to wake up with the kids because we traded off weekends.
Okay.
I pass out early, so she uses that time to go make out with this other dude.
Mm.
And not
just some random dude either. This is the interesting part about it. A kid we all, well, not you, but me and my circle of friends, we all used to hang out back in the day. He left, came...
Ugh, what is wrong with
hiccups. Hiccups. Liquor hiccups. He came back, and yeah, this is what happened.
Mm.
I got nothing negative to say about the guy. It's just, he has just always just seemed like a tool to me.
He's a nice kid. I mean, we used to bike.
He's nice. I have nothing negative to say about him. He just seems like a tool.
He's not fucking my girlfriend, so I don't know. Talk into the
closer
mic.
Closer on the mic is what
into
I'm trying to
it.
Say to you.
Like Hi. That.
Thank you were you. Back away from it like a foot and a half.
Okay.
Sorry.
So stay like that. So, you don't catch him cheating, none of that. You drag it out of her, finally.
So, this chick was cheating on him in like the same house.
Yeah.
As they're having a party and stuff while he's passed out.
Right.
That is fucked up and disrespectful. That is so disrespectful. Seriously,
sneaky.
To me. Like, that's just...
Now, shady, in her defense, I mean, yes, kissing another man is cheating, but she wasn't fucking him.
Right.
Right.
But still, I mean, she was making out with him.
Now...
And then following the party, she was you know, having the texting relationship.
Sexting.
Sext messaging.
Or texting or whatever the fuck it's called.
Right. The theory with that is that women, men are more visual, women are auditory, and
yes,
like
men
to
fall in love
those
with their eyes, and women
well,
fall
they
in love
like
with their
to
ears.
Read those novels. So if you can be smooth enough through a text message, you can make her fantasy like that, and they'll fall for you without even touching her.
That's so, what I just said.
Interesting tool of the trade.
Anyway, go on.
So anyway, I asked Matt to remind me to.
You had an epiphany.
Yes, I did.
Please. Indulge
and
me.
So on Wednesday, just past Wednesday, 2 days ago, I had a conversation with a female friend of mine.
Right.
And what she said isn't vital, but what she said to me triggered a lot of memories and a lot of thought processes. And suddenly a thought snapped into my head. And like you said, I had an epiphany. And I've just been calm and at ease ever since. And it was just karma.
So you're cool now. You're cool about it now.
Yeah.
What was the closure that you needed? Because you were fucking pissed. You were like rolling over to her work, like yelling at her. We were kind of worried about it for
a
minute.
See, when I got cheated on and shit, yeah, I got fucking pissed off. When I caught my dude fucking
some
other chick on my brand new
futon,
I threw the bitch down a flight of stairs along with the futon. Okay,
nice.
So...
Well, to answer Matthew's question, what I meant by karma was...
what goes around comes around.
Exactly. When I was in college, I was the Carl figure.
Right.
I didn't do anything until she left him, but she came into work and was like, I left so-and-so this morning, and I was like, can I buy a drink after work?
Do you think it was him coming on to her, or was it her coming on to him? Do you think he knew that you were with her? Did she play it off like, no, I'm totally single. Do you want to have sex? Or do you think he was in the dark about it? Or do you know? Have you talked to him at all?
My opinion... No, I have not spoken to him.
I know you
and,
got a man.
And the times I've attempted, he has retracted, which makes me think he's a coward.
So you text him or call him or what?
Both.
And no response whatsoever?
Nothing.
Really?
Yep. Which, like I said, makes me think he's a coward.
Honestly, though?
He can't even just...
confront you?
But you don't know, though. She may have told him some crazy shit. So,
or maybe she's like, if you fucking talk to him, I'm done with you too. Like, don't.
And the weird thing is, Carl,
women do that shit.
They do.
While we're blowing up his spot, Carl, he's a younger guy. He's definitely younger than me. My 30 years of fucking wisdom. He's younger than you. He's a younger guy. What does a younger guy see in a girl who is struggling, clearly, who has two children, and isn't really stable, doesn't really have
because
a
she
lot
sucks
going.
And fucks like the best.
Is she a minx in the bed?
She
is that what it is?
Hands down, the best I've ever had.
Really?
Huh.
And
because you could be pretty good,
and aside from the sex life, as far as a woman and a companion and a lover, and she is the basis for all of my comparisons.
Really?
To any other woman I will ever meet.
Well, and I guess it's probably different because you have a kid, so you perceive other girls that have kids. Like, to me, that's a huge fucking deal. But maybe if you already have a kid, it's not what you're going to base your judgment on. Because, like, as soon as I find out a girl has a kid, that's
I'm
it.
Out.
Conversation over.
Done.
Okay, well,
I can't handle it. I'm not going to raise somebody else's child, you know?
Well,
what about that one chick you dated? She had, like, three, didn't she? The crazy one?
Yeah, okay. I needed a Sony Vaio. And this is why I have that perception. Because those children were crazy. And
okay,
she was
not
a very good mother.
Nutball.
Okay, thank you. Definitely well worth the Sony Vaio and the JVC Evrio, though. Thank you.
I was so surprised when I met you and to find out how old you were and the fact that you did not have kids.
I know. I'm a catch. 30 years old, still a catch.
And he has a cat? Sweet.
Yeah, and a cat.
I'm in on this. I remember I asked you, you're like, I'm so single, I even have a cat.
Yeah.
And a divot out of his penis.
Fucking A.
Well, the divot wasn't there. It was actually protruding.
But it's there now.
Now he
has
a divot.
It was ribbed for her pleasure.
It was.
Fucking A.
Three large bumps.
It was a pierced.
It looked pregnant.
I'm going home.
Was.
He's like, I'm going
oh,
now that
shit.
I have that image in my mind.
So tell me about some of your run-ins with her. You guys have obviously seen each other. You share a lot of the same friends. You go to the same bars and whatnot. How was your first interaction with her after the whole
awkward
cheating episode and everything?
Well, aside from the obvious, being intense and very just like, why can't I just hold you?
Right.
I want to touch you.
It's more weird than anything.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah,
it's like
yeah,
when a
I
parent
mean,
dies. It's like weird because they're not there and they've
well,
always been
I don't,
there.
I don't know about that because I haven't lost a parent.
Okay, well,
but
when
I've
you
lost,
do.
I've lost all my grandparents and
right
five friends. I don't match your nine.
No, a few do.
Well, definitely. It's like when you
no,
and I
kidding
split up and I was coming over here every time for the show. It was just weird because
yeah
I, you know, after we decided not to do the open relationship thing anymore and you got with somebody else and I was with somebody else, you know, it was weird because we both, you know, it was awkward. We wanted to touch each other and we were like, no,
right,
we shouldn't.
Which made me want to get you out of the house that much quicker. Just, I was like, just go. Get
yeah
the fuck out
so
of here.
So it made
I
it really weird.
You. Right, right.
It was just really fucked up.
But so she invited you out to have a drink one night and you guys were just having a lovely conversation, or what does she say to you like at that time? Like, I cheated on you. Do you want to go have a drink with me?
I understand what you're getting at, but you have everything backwards.
Straight it out.
Straight it out.
Like I said, when I was unloading the wood, she came home from work and said, I'm done. I don't want to be in a relationship. And she said, I have a place to go. I can take the boys. And I was like, no, it makes much more sense for one person to move out than three. So I'll go stay with my mom. You and your boys stay here. This is the home that, you know, we bought for our, not bought, but are renting for our family.
Right.
And
how does that change so quickly?
Bitches.
Yes. Thank
just
you.
Just a new
bitches
cock? Just another dick to ride? Like, I don't understand how it can go from,
they get bored,
we're engaged, we're getting a house,
something,
to see
well
you later.
Something else sparks their interest. They see something in somebody else that their man doesn't have.
Enough to throw all of that away?
Yeah,
you
dude,
finally
okay,
got stability in your life, and
Matt,
now it's gone. That's
Matt,
so
women
weird
are nuts,
Matt,
dude. They will do that.
Yes. Danny is right, but at the same time, I mean,
that's why you make 80 cents to our dollar. Because it's retarded. Please, tell me. Go. Go.
No, it's gone now. I lost my point.
That's why you make that. No, I don't know. That's that just seems crazy. That
no,
you
he
would
was wondering
go
why she decided to leave you. Like, what made her change her mind about everything after you guys were engaged, had this house together,
well,
planning on living your lives together, blah, blah, blah.
From what I've pieced together.
So, like, I'm dropping this fool like a bad habit. I'm out. Peace. You know?
From what I've gathered and what I've pieced together and what I tell myself that gives me sanity is that at some point along the way, like, that new excitement.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. In the beginning,
yeah.
I can't stop thinking about you. I always want to be around
at
you,
some
blah, blah,
point,
blah.
After we were living together, that melted away. And
well, you got to keep it interesting. See, me and Matt's died down after a while, and it sucked.
Thank
and then
you.
We
but
fucking
she,
re-upped it.
I thought I was doing a good job for a long time. And then, yeah, there was a time, I mean, we are both to blame for the breakup because we just kind of grew apart.
Did you guys just kind of like fall apart and stop talking type of deal, or
was alcohol involved in that at all?
I'm not quite sure what you mean by that, but I am a heavy drinker.
No. After that happened, I was kind of worried because you started to come into work reeking like booze. Mm-hmm. You looked like you were up all night drinking.
Mm-hmm.
You look like death warmed over, and you smelled like fucking booze.
Like,
and
the
I was
scourge.
Starting to get nervous about that. I was like, dude, you're coming in later than I do, and I'm the only one that's allowed to come in that late and keep a job.
Dang.
I don't want to see you get fired. And you reek like a fucking DUI. Are you cool? And you're doing much better, definitely, I would say.
Well, thank you.
Do you feel better? Did you get your closure? And
That's what my epiphany was.
Okay.
I just realized that I didn't even have a chance to get into my epiphany. Because you kept interrupting.
Bring it.
He's good at that.
You gotta just, dude, this is the jam hole, son. You gotta just get
hush your face.
You gotta splurge.
Okay.
So, 2 days ago.
Sorry.
The fuck? Yeah.
I can't help it. Sorry. Go ahead.
Braden, punch him in the head.
Not my dick. Thank you.
Thank you, Braden.
Thank you very much.
He just punched you in the head.
So, 2 days ago, I was just sitting on my couch, staring at static on the TV because I was listening to a CD in the DVD player, and a thought popped into my head, and it was like, karma, motherfucker. I don't believe in God. I haven't believed in God for a long time, but I believe in karma. What goes around comes around. And I remember when I was in college, living in Moline, Illinois, this guy that just recently stole my fiance, I was that fucker when I was in college. And that just hit me, and I was like, karma, you had it coming to you. You did it to someone else, they're doing it to you. And it was that acknowledgement that gave me peace. I was just like, if you didn't want it to happen to you, why'd you do it to someone else? And that just brought me solace, and I'm at peace now.
So are you back at even now? You're zero, so mm-hmm. Now you gotta go do some good shit, so good shit will happen, and every time you do bad shit, you can expect more girls to cheat on you, and eventually HIV?
Well, I'm not looking into karma that far. I'm just saying as far as from what I feel I'm guilty for has...
Gotcha. Time served.
It's just what goes around comes around, dude. Like, if I cheated a bunch and, you know, back in the day and stuff, and
you
then
would
I
end up
somebody
with
else,
I punched
like,
you
I'm
in the face
on.
2 years ago, and you waited 2 years to punch me back.
Right. And now you have glaucoma and you're blind.
Yeah.
Perfect. Right.
Oh, my God.
That makes perfect sense. No, I get it. That's cool.
Yeah.
So are you dating anyone currently, or are you, what's up now?
I'm not dating anyone. There is a very lovely woman that I'm spending some time with.
Nice.
It's nice. And it's very nice. And we share bedtime together.
That's nice. It's nice.
And she is also, please take this with a grain of salt, she is recycled. She is a woman I was with prior to my ex. No, not him.
No.
I'm talking about a woman. Don't point it. Oh, you're not talking.
No.
Damn.
Right. Never mind.
Find me a woman in this valley that's not recycled, that you or me haven't had sex with.
No. Matthew, that went over your head.
Brother.
No, what I'm trying to say is that...
He had dated her
you
previously.
Had.
Yes, previous. Thank you.
Yeah, I got this.
He's an idiot.
Recycled for me, not recycled as in through...
The valley.
Right. I would be interested
to see... The 8 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
The list of how many she went through by the time she made it back to you. Now, that would be an interesting stat.
Don't care.
So
what's her
this,
phone number?
Does this one have any children?
Three beautiful daughters.
Oh.
Three. plus your one, that's a nuclear family.
Well, I guess it's cool for you because you do have a kid.
That's right.
So you're a family man.
Honestly,
person.
As far as kids go, he has a cool motherfucking kid. I don't say that about very many kids, but
I don't say that about any
your
kids,
kid. He's a cool motherfucker.
Well, listeners,
and as soon as he can talk, I'm getting him on the show. I'm gonna interview
him. Well, listeners, there was a time when Matt, Danny, my son, and I were all at dinner, and yeah. I went out to have a cigarette, and I came back in, and Matt was sitting next to my son playing with him. Yep. I'm like, why are you playing with my son when you endorse abortion?
See, I'm still very cold-hearted. I was still across the table and
like,
staying away.
He survived it. I'm cool. He's a trooper. It's all good.
I will stay away. I don't know. There's something about...
Yeah, no, see, I have a heart. I'm not dead inside.
I have a
like
heart also. I just can't deal with children.
Oh, you said
Miss
heart,
Kevorkian
heart.
Over
Sorry.
Here. No, I got a heart on, too.
I just don't deal with children very well, okay? We'll just put it that way. Unless, you know,
like,
around
watch
like
this.
Seven.
I want you guys look at her eyes.
What?
Dumpster baby. See that? Did
what?
You see that? You guys saw that. See
what?
That? See your eyes? They went... Dead.
Sweet.
See that? God. So cool. I'm going to knock you up just to watch you be miserable raising a child.
So you can watch me waste one of my paychecks to get rid of it?
Yes.
Please don't do that. I'm broke.
Delicate flower. This one. What were you saying, Mark? Best girlfriend I've ever had? How drunk were you?
I'm just saying I hate all of you.
That's sad. Now I think you didn't mean it. Fuck you then.
Oh, he meant it. He said that.
Wow. Anyway.
So are you good? Everything good? Are you drinking less? Except for right now, obviously. It's my birthday.
Yes, birthday. It is your birthday. Happy birthday, brother.
Half a bottle down. Thank
That's
you for that,
half.
By the way.
You're welcome.
It will be.
I was trying to find you Tullum or do, but...
No, that's good.
But I wasn't going to spend... I don't love you enough to spend $40 on you.
No, it's cool, dude. Jameson's probably the only thing he would have drank.
Is it
anyway,
weird
so.
That one of our listeners got me a more expensive birthday present than my friend who I work with?
Who got you something?
Huge props to Mike Boudet. He got me money.
Oh.
And huge props to Nicole Nanya.
She get you?
She got me money. A lot of money.
Nice.
Okay, well,
$1,000. Nicole.
Yeah, right.
I love you. Thank you.
Nice. Well, I got you the Droid X.
Yes. Still not
Among other things that I've been.
Yes.
I've paid towards you.
I've had a lovely birthday.
Yes.
Thank
well,
you.
Over the last, like, week.
And my brother is getting me Beats that he is going to finish. Right, Mark?
And you had an amazing birthday dinner. You had a fat fucking steak.
I am going to go make myself
I'm still
throw
burping
up
that ice cream cake. That's,
that
that's
was
fucking fun. Tasty
My
shit,
mom picks
dude.
Out a good fucking ice cream cake, dude. I've
Props
never
to Marion.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you, Mom. There's so many candles on that cake. I was like, oh my God, dude. This
dude,
is me?
Yeah, I know. She
is
came out
me?
With that cake, Shit. And I was like, dude, she's going to set off the fucking Ansel system, man.
Oh, and huge props to our waitress.
Yeah, she
for
was
being,
pretty awesome.
They put us in a private room at the fucking Winchester Steakhouse. Like, you guys are going to be loud
yeah,
and obnoxious.
Yeah, you guys go over here.
Why don't you go in there? So, thank
no,
you.
No, they were just smart enough, and they saw Matt, and they were like, you're a loud fucker.
Hey, they were
in
there
in the
seated
corner.
Before I got in. Thanks.
Yeah.
What, Chelsea? Chester.
Oh, I was just going to let you know that
Say
was
Say it in
totally,
the mic. In the mic. There
that
you
was
go.
Totally me and your mom, because we right. walked in, and your mom, I was like, no table in front, and then your mom's like, yeah, Matt's too loud. Get us in the back
Thank
now.
You, Mom. Please. She knows me. 30 years.
Yeah.
I'm proud of her for surviving as long with her most of her marbles.
And putting up with you?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
For 30 years.
Right. And still having all of your marbles. Well, most of them.
God!
Them. Props to my moms. She's very supportive. She supports my rap career. My mother supports my rap career.
Your
and
mother
this,
supports this podcast.
And this bullshit podcast. That's
and the
amazing.
Hotbox podcast.
And the weed podcast.
Yeah.
It would have thought... Cool. Would you have thought that, like, 15 years ago, when you were 10, and I was 15,
and, you were 30.
And I was 30, feeling like I was 30, I never would have imagined that she would be so, like, I don't give a fuck. Do whatever. Right, before all of the
depression
well,
pills.
Well, I believe I'm the only parent in the room. Am I correct?
Yeah, I believe so.
Well,
yes, you are.
How would you parent me?
No,
beat
no,
the fuck
no,
out
I'm
you.
Not.
Dumpster
yes,
baby.
Dumpster swift
baby.
Kick to the fucking head. That's for damn skipping.
Awesome.
But what I was trying
CPS,
to say,
CPS, you can find him at. No.
All I was trying to say is that you know, I used to have the same points of view, but as soon as you get that phone call, I mean, everything in your life changes.
Oh, I bet.
And
it makes you grow up more so
no,
than...
It gives you a choice, grow up or don't.
Or run away.
Yeah.
Right. And but that sucks. Do you want to run from that for your whole life? Like, that
well,
would suck.
Well, to tell some more story, my son is the textbook example of how a one-night stand lasts forever.
Really?
Yeah.
One shot. Ring, ring, hello?
Yep.
Wow. Did you get, like, DNA tests and all that shit?
Yes, obviously, after he was born, but when he came out, I was like...
Like, there's no
that's
fucking
mine.
Way that's yeah. mine? Yeah.
No, when he came out, I was like, there's no way he's not mine.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was just like,
oh, wow.
He looks just like me.
You know, I can't even
just
see
the
that.
Fuck like me.
When children are first born, like babies and stuff,
they
they're
look
like, oh,
like
he looks just like you. No, he doesn't look like anything. He looks
well,
like
my
a
son
fucking
didn't
blob.
It's a blank.
Well,
it's a human blank.
No, my son came out looking like a human, not an alien.
Well,
I don't know, dude.
Some
I think
of
with
them.
Everyone that says that, because
he came out
10
pounds and
child.
1 ounce.
That's fine.
24 it's... inches long. That's 2 feet. He but came out 2 feet big.
Everybody says this
out
about
of your
their
pussy.
Children. That's great.
My best friend's baby came out looking just like him.
Everybody says that, dude. I don't believe
kid.
It.
I've seen others that look like blobs. I know what you mean.
Mm-hmm.
Others look alike.
Yep.
They all look like blobs to me. I'm sorry.
And so I went through and just got the paternity test just so my family would be like, well, what if, just to shut them the fuck up. And
what do one of those tests cost nowadays?
You asked me that earlier. I don't know because I never got the bill.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I never got the bill.
Is it weird that those tests cost roughly half of what an abortion costs? Is that
yes.
Weird. Okay.
Because I've...
About 250.
250.
250.
Because my son would have a sibling.
So anyway, what about this dumpster baby?
What?
I thought you had a story.
I was totally making that up.
Oh, well, fuck.
Or was I?
You disappointed me there.
Or was I?
I'm sad now.
All right. Well, do we have any more personal stories? Anything about me for my birthday that we'd care to share with anybody?
You should shave a Hitler stash.
I'm not shaving a Hitler stash. Thank you, Adam.
Yeah, he did do that once.
Okay, thank you.
He's doing it on his birthday.
No.
Okay.
No.
Mark, anything? How are you doing, Mark? Good? All right.
Well, maybe, I don't know, you feel like shaving it all off again, or
how
do you like that?
Just don't worry about what I'm doing.
I really don't.
Thank you, Adam. You worry about what you're doing.
I do. No, yeah. But happy birthday.
Well, thank you.
I love you.
Chelsea asks, Matthew, how much fuck me mail do you get, if any? Including from Danny or not?
No.
A whole bunch. No. I don't know, just the normal amount of fuck me mail that any star podcaster gets.
Yeah.
You know? None. Shit.
He hate like, mails himself now, just so he can have something to feel good about.
As far as my rap career, thank you. As far as the rap career goes, that gets me a whopping none also.
Ah.
So.
You don't get hit on at all on Facebook and all that good stuff?
Every day of my life, but I'm not going to say that because my girlfriend's a jealous bitch. Why would I say that in front of her?
Just so he can have something to confess.
Well, I went and got ordained just so I can confess to myself.
Wow.
That's how that works.
Wow,
yeah.
Dude.
Don't punish your penis.
You can do that.
I'm going to punish his penis.
If you punch my penis again, I will snap your titty off. Oh, punish? That's fine. Don't punch it, though.
Don't be mean to me, then.
Don't punch my dick. You
be
walked
sweet.
In, said, hey, honey, happy birthday. Boom! Oh, I'm going to go throw up now. Thanks. You fucking whore.
That hurt so bad. I almost threw up. And Matt, I'm coming for you.
See? It wasn't me. It was Matt. That was from Matt.
Okay. Well, I'm going to channel something from somebody else that doesn't like you. And we'll see how that works.
Find somebody. Well,
I don't even need to. I'll just make somebody up. This is Cliff. He says to punch you in the cunt.
Cliff loves me.
Doesn't matter. Matt loves me. I was the first kid that motherfucker met.
Well, obviously...
He made me do drugs. Smoke cigarettes.
What a great friend.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Best friend. Besties. BFF.
Well, your bestie wanted to hit you in the nuts. So, well, why don't you just hit him in the nuts? There's a lot more there to fucking damage.
All three of them.
All three of them.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks for coming out and hanging out with us and all that.
I don't know, Brayden, you want to say anything? You're awful quiet. You want to come over here and, like,
hey,
roast
Brayden's
on his ass?
Hey, Brayden's just here to chill. Brayden, how are you?
I'm fantastic.
Are you still dating that chick?
I sure am, yes.
And how is that going?
Just fine.
Awesome.
Yep.
So how's work?
It's been about 2 years now.
Wow.
It's the first and only job you've ever had. That is so fucking
cool.
Well,
not for my family, what? For another family.
Yeah.
Ask him about his speed.
Oh, yeah, I heard you you got a speeding ticket. Tell us about that.
Yeah. I'm waiting for Mark to pay the other half of it still. He just didn't stop you.
Good thing.
Explain what happened real fast.
I was this close to passing you right there.
I know. Mark and I were racing around Lower Valley, just driving around, and, we weren't racing. And
don't shake it.
Okay,
I'll get that out.
Anyway.
And we're driving around Lower Valley, and we go around this corner, and I just gun it, and he's about to pass me, and there's a cop.
The only
of
car
course.
On the road.
But it's Lower Valley. I've raced out there 100 times.
And what time was it when this happened?
It was like 11:30 a.m.
A.m.?
No.
I was like, what?
But seriously, it was.
No, but seriously.
A.m. is like noon.
Yes, it was about noon.
Why were you guys doing this?
It's fun.
Because we're men and we race.
We have fast cars. We can't help it. But what I was surprised
well,
about.
Well, I
is,
do.
What I'm surprised about is that it didn't happen around Foy's Lake of all places.
No, fuck.
That would have been the place.
Tell me about Foy's Lake, Mark.
It was real cool.
Awesome. Thank you.
I don't know. I don't quite know what to do with my hands.
Oh, nobody except us got that. Anyway, all right. So I do got a couple stories before we wrap it up here.
All right.
A man who jumped into a Calgary dumpster to rescue a newborn that had been discovered by another passerby.
Poop.
Says he later found out the baby boy was...
Was?
Poop.
Dead. Oh.
Next story. It was his son.
Oh, okay.
Why is my son in the dumpster?
Because I didn't want it.
Your wife put him there. The infant was found on Tuesday around 1:20 in the afternoon in a garbage bag in a trash bin at a townhouse complex. Police said Wednesday that the mother likely did not know she was pregnant and could face criminal charges related to her actions.
Sine.
I didn't know I was pregnant. I'm sorry. I had no idea
you
there was another
show.
Human
I didn't
being
know I was pregnant.
Growing in my stomach. I had no
that
idea.
That is so weird how there's so many fucking chicks out there that honestly didn't know they were pregnant, and there's enough of them to fucking make a show.
Chicks are so stupid. The
like,
man
seriously.
Am I right or
how
am I right? Guys, come on.
Know? How do you not fucking know?
I didn't know,
dude?
I was pregnant. I also didn't know I was a woman.
The man who claims to be the father of the baby said he was unaware his girlfriend was even pregnant. I didn't know either. Fine. Quote, I pulled into my parking spot and hadn't even got to the back of my truck.
What?
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 Huh.
Angry birds.
Have you heard?
Huh.
Okay.
No knowledge at this time that this is my kid whatsoever. I went running over, he said. I jumped in and I removed the stuff and I personally opened the bag and then threw up inside of it.
Nice.
My first sight of my baby was covered in garbage.
How cute.
He's so cute.
So he opened a bag and saw his child laying in garbage, so his first instinct was to vomit on said child?
Right, no, I made that up.
Oh, yeah, that right, was that okay. Was, yeah.
The man,
I'm used to it, so I know where he adds things.
The man, 30, who is from Mars, said his girlfriend had complained Tuesday she was not feeling well. Now, what did I add there?
Mars.
No, that his wife was not feeling well. quote, yeah. When I looked at her, she didn't seem to be distressed. He said, so I thought nothing of it, and I proceeded to go to work, because my wife is a lazy bitch. But just around 1 o'clock, I got a bad feeling in my gut, and I was like, snap, I'm going home for lunch. The man
what
and
you
the-
added was that you got laid.
Right. I've never had sex before. Nope. The man and the woman who first heard the infant called 911 while another passerby used his shirt to keep the baby warm. He wrapped the baby in the shirt shaped like an egg and then sat on it.
Okay.
The baby was
added
taken
that part.
Right. Thank you. The baby was taken to a hospital and is in stable condition. The mother didn't know she was knocked up. Right.
Okay.
1 hour after the baby was found, a woman was taken to a hospital in stable condition by emergency medical services, and they confirmed that that was the mother. Of course, the man said detectives informed him about 9:30 that night that the baby's mother was his girlfriend. Yo, that was your baby's mama. And from that point on, my world has been going 10,000 places. And
that's
you know
going
to
be a cool story to tell your kid later.
There was a maniac in each one of those places.
Being like, hey, yeah, I found you in a dumpster.
How many is that?
What?
That's 10,000 maniacs. Thank you. The mother is going to undergo a psych exam. Depending on its outcome, she could be charged with attempted murder, failing to provide the necessities of life, those simple bare necessities, and child abandonment. No, come on! Come on! I'm faded. Quote,
go to your corner.
We still have to corner. What?
Corner.
What?
Corner.
He's disciplining
understand.
You.
Oh.
He's, yeah. Put your dunce
Danny,
cap on.
Danny, take over. Go.
And now.
Go.
Look at him.
No. Take over the show. Matt,
I don't
stay.
Even know where his story's at. I'd
Who
have
cares?
To go over
go.
There.
Go. 1, 2, 3. You're in charge now.
Okay.
You're the host.
Well, thank you, everybody, for joining us tonight.
Run away! Run away!
Yeah. I don't know where his story's at. I didn't want to get up and go over there and finish reading it. So.
All right, last one here. A handheld laser.
Okay.
Likened to a Star Wars lightsaber. And so powerful, it can instantly blind and, quote, set fire to skin and other body parts.
Awesome.
Can be bought online and shipped to the UK.
Your brother is getting...
The device right. with a beam 1,000 times stronger than sunlight to a vampire is touted by makers as, quote,
what?
The most dangerous laser in the world.
In the world.
Trading Standards chief said they were seriously concerned about the sale of the model and have warned against its use. Yeah, no shit. As well as blinding, burning, and looking totally awesome in the dark. and causing cancer. Its Hong Kong-based maker admits that, quote, a split-second laser light in a plane cockpit can be disastrous.
Wow.
He said cock.
Stupid star harbinges.
Whoa.
Oh my god. That's a good at. That's good.
Wow.
Star Wars fans are among hundreds of people who have already shown an interest in buying the laser beam for sale to the general public. 135 British pounds, about 260-ish.
Eh.
Laser safety expert John Colton, director of Lucid Optical Services, said that the lasers were, quote, horrendously dangerous and totally fucking rad. Under no circumstances should they be on sale on the internet, except that they totally are, and if you want to know what to get me for my birthday, that's it! I want
Why
a laser
do you want one of those?
Freaking because it's totally horrendously dangerous. And I've always wanted a real-life lightsaber. I would cut someone in half, though. And that's not a magician
Yeah, it'd
trick.
Be yourself.
Fuck, it'd be you.
It'd be
they
the
could...
other chunk out of his dick.
That's right. I could take a chunk out of your ass and put it in my dick.
No, he'd be jerking off with his fucking new lightsaber and just be like, oh, fuck, I dropped it. Oh, shit.
I'd make that battle my Droid X.
Dude.
I would program my Droid X to wield that. There's probably an app for that.
Oh, my God, dude.
Wicked said the device would have cost thousands of pounds to build not long ago, but technological advances have made it much cheaper today. Quote, this laser possesses the most burning capabilities of any portable laser in existence. God, I want one. That's why it's also the most dangerous laser ever created. The website goes on to warn, quote, extremely dangerous is an understatement to the power of 1W of laser power. You know what W stands for?
No.
Whoa. This is a 1W laser. Fuck yeah. Quote, it will blind permanently and instantly and set fire quickly to skin and other body parts. It adds that users should use eye protection and must read and wear a condom and agree the laser hazard acknowledgement
form. So please buy as soon as possible so you can be a part of a class action lawsuit.
All right, so check this out. One person wrote, quote, real lasers that resemble Star Wars lightsabers that can burn skin, cut through plastic, and ignite matches. Yes, please. Another one wrote, the fact that it looks like a lightsaber is even cooler. Another one wrote, I must have this. Birthday present, anyone? I will kill things with fire!
Oh my God, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. That's what I want. Get me one before they ban it, please. Please. TheJamHole.com/donate.
Don't get that for him.
Please
because
don't
it's
listen
just going
to
be horrible.
To her.
You
ever.
Know what? Fine. Do it. Somebody fucking
yes.
give it to him
That's
because he's just going to fucking
yes.
kill himself with it.
Yes.
Just
nice.
Make me
thank
your,
you, Mark.
make me your sole beneficiary first.
Yeah, of what? My debt?
Of what?
You can have it.
Are you in debt?
I don't know. Aren't we all in debt?
I am, but I didn't think you were.
Yeah, I'm sure I am.
Oh, fuck.
Pretty sure I am.
Anyway.
Thing is badass.
So lightsaber.
I agree. Right. All right.
Please cut your dick off with a lightsaber.
Thank you, guys. Email info@thejamhole.com. It's great to be 30. It's great to have all you here joining me while that happens. And I'll see you guys tomorrow for an episode of the Hotbox. It's not too late. If you want to get me a present, thejamhole.com/donate.
Or never too late.
Thejamhole.com/PO Box. You can send stuff there. Packages and whatnot. And yeah, 406-204-4687. Text me personally, 406-848-1739. Beats. If you guys make beats or want to buy me a beat, fucking do it. info@thejamhole.com. And our mixtape, Lyrical and Matt Lee's rap music project, thejamhole.com/music. Download it, burn copies, give it to your friends, give it to your radio station.
It's a whole
it
fucking
everybody.
Album for
it's
free.
14 tracks.
It's badass.
It's good shit,
too.
For sure. I listen to it every day.
I don't
day.
Even like hip hop, and it's pretty good.
That's right.
Yeah, this is the guy you test out your shit on.
I know, because I know that if he's like, dude, this is good, then I know it's really good.
That's true. Because,
you know.
He doesn't like it.
No he doesn't more. Like it. I know it. All right, well, yeah, we'll see you tomorrow for the Hotbox, and we'll see you guys back here Monday for 415.
All righty.
Thank you, Ryan.
Thank you for having me.
Thank you for the present. Thank you, Mark, Chester, Adam, Braden, the whole Jamhole Nation, and
thank
of
you,
course, my cat, and my girlfriend. Thank you.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
You are listening to the Jamhole. The Jamhole. TheJamhole.com.